This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some more ticket text on the Lions' proposals, rule changes that they want to see in the NFL. Also have a March Madness scenario from Dick Vitale. Would you want to see it? Ticket texters say that they're still fighting about this idea of the rule proposal with the divisions.
Yeah.
The idea that they should seed based on record and not just division winners, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what the Lions want. Texter says, you might be the seven seed. What if eight teams from the three other divisions have better records?
No, you get an automatic bid to the postseason. You win the division.
You're in guaranteed. And that's where the guarantees end.
Yes.
You don't get a seed based on the geographic region you play in.
You get a guarantee of at least a seven seed.
Yes. That would be part of the rule proposal.
Yes.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. On the holding and tweaking that, a texter says, can't they just do away with the spot foul on pass interference, be 15 yards like college? That we don't have a 50-yard play flip the game.
I don't know. I kind of like that being the way it is. I like there are differences between the college game and the pro game, and there are many. But this is one where I think if you don't, the receivers are really good. And if you're just, I'm going to remove this receiver from this moment because I only want to give up 15. I'm just going to go ahead and tackle him before the ball gets here. He's got me. I'm just going to go ahead and trip him up.
It's like a bailout.
Yeah. I just don't like the bailout moment.
All right. 248-539-9797. Dick Vitale.
I got a request.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're going to be up for it, but we didn't have audio of Dick Vitale. This is one that he wrote.
Yes.
And so when you read his quote, can you do it in the style of Dick Vitale, please? It shouldn't be that hard. Everybody has a Dick Vitale, take.
God, you're putting me on the spot. It's probably going to be terrible. But yeah, I'll play along.
That's even better.
So I'm going to set it up a little first. So he writes and does his bracket. No surprise, Dick Vitale has Duke winning the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, he has Michigan State beating Bryant, Marquette, and Iowa State, which would put them in the Elite Eight. He has Michigan beating UC San Diego, avoiding the trendy upset everybody's picking.
Mm-hmm.
He has them beating Texas A&M.
Baggies.
And how about this? He has Michigan beating number one Auburn in the Sweet 16.
If Auburn's even there. Auburn didn't even make it that far last year.
Right. So it sets up what Dickie V wrote. A rivalry game with Final Four trip on the line. Are you serious? Sparty wins the battle of Michigan.
That was a bad effort. You didn't even throw a baby in there.
He didn't say baby.
I know, but he didn't write it. But if that's because he wrote this. He's not going to write in baby. You've got to add that to the audio.
A rivalry game with Final Four on the line? Are you serious, baby? Sparty wins the Battle of Michigan. It's bad. It's a bad Dickie V. I hear it.
Oh, that sounds better than what Dick Vitale sounds like now.
Oh, but don't do that. The man's battled cancer.
He's had throat cancer.
You do a better Dick Vitale. How about this? Call in and give us your Dick Vitale, John.
Oh, yeah. Call in. Give us your Dick Vitale.
But the question is actually, do you want to see this? Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
I'm 100%. And I know, I believe, in fact, in my bracket, I have them meeting.
Do you?
Yes. And in my bracket, I tore down the blue wall. And I have Michigan State going to the Final Four.
They're going to excommunicate
which
you.
Which I said yesterday.
You're not
right?
going to be
we
welcome
were doing
back.
The whole, you know, our predictions. But, I mean, okay, what logical individual? Now, I know you could throw logic out the window at times in the tournament. It's why we call it March Madness. It's madness.
Yep.
But I just don't, with what we saw in the two opportunities that Michigan had, one at home and one on the road, neither of them looked good for Michigan. So why would I sit there and say, third time's a charm?
Yeah, I think if I'm a Spartan fan, bring it on.
But I want the opportunity.
But if I'm a Michigan fan, it's the same thing. Hey, give me another chance at this because it would be awesome to throw a Tom Izzo team that would be looking at a Final Four run.
It'd be awesome, baby!
That was actually pretty good. It would be a chance to topple Izzo in one of these seasons that they feel like they could actually win it all. It would be great satisfaction for Michigan to A, go to a Final Four, but B, to beat Michigan State to do it. Yeah, you absolutely want that opportunity and that matchup. I can't imagine either fan base says no. If Dick Vitale is correct and we get this game, who's upset? Who says no? Who doesn't want a rematch?
This would be annoying.
What?
I would not like this game. This game would be annoying.
You're a Michigan fan. You don't want this?
No. Part of it is scared Wolverine fan, quite honestly, because we have seen it twice. By the way, like, what, they're going to beat Auburn?
Dick Vitale, a respected basketball voice and legend, has them doing this. Now, maybe he's doing it just because he wants to see this happen. It's never happened before. Michigan versus Michigan State. Izzo, we think he's still going to be around for another couple of years, but maybe it never happens during the Izzo era. This would be epic.
It'll be Final Four, number 9 for Mr. Izzo.
That's a great one. So much better. Both of ours, so much better than Costa.
I don't do impressions.
I put you on the spot. I'll defend your
No, you don't have to defend
Dickie
me.
Your Dickie
V. 248-539-97.
That was
a great... believe, Michigan, you got to believe, they'll be right there against the Spartans.
That's such a good Dickie V.
I think it was worse the second time.
Hey, it's not going to be perfect. He's not Dickie V, but it had all of the components.
Texter says, call in and give us your Dick Vitale. 248-539-9797.
Yes. Please follow that with the Tecumseh Tom from the afternoon show.
Tecumseh Tom. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you want to see this rematch? 248-539-9797. We do have the True Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. A chance to win $2,000. We have Dear John at 7:35. And yeah, we're going to keep talking about the madness for most of the show. But I think this is an interesting local angle.
Is there any chance? Now, if this were to happen, I think most of us, and I don't know how everybody's going to fill out their brackets because there are some, you know, the doom and gloomers that think, oh, Michigan State's going to lose to Bryant. It's a 15-2. It's a repeat. No. That's not going to happen. But they also believe that, you know, maybe they're not as good. Maybe the Big Ten is overrated. I don't know. If Michigan State feels like they are not a lock, but the most predictable to be there.
Yeah.
Michigan, on the other hand, if they win 3 games to get to that point, will they not be playing the most consistent and best basketball of the season? Because it would have followed 3 games in the Big Ten Championship. We're not beautiful.
No.
But they were wins.
They're wins.
And then they get a win over the hot team, UC San Diego, and they end up getting a win over whether it's Texas A&M or Yale, Auburn or whoever else gets there. Would you not have to admit that they are playing to get there the best basketball of the season?
Not only that, I would make the argument they would have had to conquer their demons to do it, right? If they beat UC San Diego, and again, the spread's like 2.5 points. It's supposed to be a nail biter tonight, late night. If they win, I'm imagining it's because they take care of the basketball, mm-hmm. right? That's confronting demon number one.
Yep.
The second round, Dick Vitale has them playing Texas A&M, number one offensive rebounding team. You remember when you guys played Illinois, John? Like Michigan has had issues. But if they conquer that, they box out, they keep them at bay, those seven-footers play every bit of 7 feet.
And they don't turn the ball over?
And they don't turn. Again, you're conquering your demons, and then along the way, you are playing your best basketball, hottest team, right?
And then in the Sweet 16, let's keep crafting this. Not only do they not turn the ball over, they rebound. They find some mojo at the three-point line, but they also make their free throws.
Trey Donaldson, the open transfer, gets some revenge against his former team. How about that?
I clearly asked the wrong person for the impersonation. We should have had Greg read the initial quote.
248-539-9797. Couple ticket texters.
Greg, that's so good. And it was kind of spot on. Do you sit there during games and actually impersonate Dick Vitale? Because I think at some point we've all done that.
A little bit with the raspy last. And you know who does it even more is my wife.
Oh, really? Really? Can we get her to call in?
Probably asleep.
Yes, probably. Hers is not flattering of him, by the way.
Oh. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is there are legendary voices. And I think people do sit there and imitate those voices while the game is being played.
Can we get a diaper dandy out of somebody? 248-539-9797. Texter says, Michigan fan here. I have Michigan losing in round two in an epic upset by Yale State in the Final Four. As a State fan, I'd love to have a free win against Michigan to get to the Final Four. Izzo owns May.
Yeah. No argument here. I mean, I think the argument for Michigan State is if you just simply want the path of least resistance. Now, Michigan would have to obviously play good to get there, but if Auburn's there, they're a much bigger threat. Yeah. They're the number one overall seed.
If you're Michigan State, you go, hey, go ahead and knock out Auburn for us.
Yeah, please do the dirty work for us.
Matt in Southfield, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy March Madness Day. How you doing?
Good. Doing all right.
Good. Man, dude, am I the biggest Michigan fan there is, but let me tell you, with our turnover ratio, I think we're getting knocked out the second round at Texas A&M, and I think Michigan State's getting knocked out by Auburn.
I mean, it's...
What do you guys...
Auburn is the number one overall seed, so if you're just going chalk, sure, that would be what would be possible.
True. I wouldn't say I'm just going off chalk. I mean... Listen, the Big Ten basketball is different than Big Ten football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every year you'd see Michigan beat, you know, Michigan State when it comes to football. But, I mean, Auburn's been a powerhouse school in March Madness for, I don't know, the last, what, 7-8 years? I mean, my biggest thing is, like, when you got a team like that, yes, have they lost three in a row? I think Michigan State, you know, regardless of that, you lost to Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a bad loss, but you lost to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament when you're coming off hot. I don't know. I think Michigan teams are done by the second, third round.
Yeah, I don't think that Michigan's making it to the Sweet 16.
No.
And for Michigan State, they're a cold shooting night away from being bounced early. But I tend to think they're making the Final Four. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's get to Heather's news and the two grand slam. It's all coming up next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. So prepare to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with some random individual that you're never going to meet. You got to give Maurice and Jerry a call. It's abrahamandrose.com online, or you can call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Before the two grand slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Well, former Detroit Lions quarterback Rodney Pete was unexpectedly gone viral. He went viral.
This is awesome.
Yeah. During the Los Angeles Dodgers' second game of the Tokyo series against the Chicago Cubs, Pete, who is a Dodgers fan, he's a local LA radio host. Well, he was there at the game with his wife, and in the sixth inning, he caught a foul ball. Okay, and he also not just caught the foul ball, but he prevented Dodger.
Whoa! He did not prevent him from catching it.
Well, maybe not prevented him, but
the
he,
ball
but
was
not,
passed.
Not for catching it, but it, okay. He probably wasn't going to catch it, right?
It was already past his glove. It was already below his glove.
But he might not have realized that.
Well, he might not have, but so he was disgusted because he thought that
Max
a fan
Muncy
took it.
Yeah. Thought that he was going to catch this ball, right? Like he was reaching for it over the
right.
very short fence.
He missed it.
He did.
And then that's when Rodney Pete caught it.
Well,
it was underneath where Max's glove
was. But it wasn't. I agree. I'm not like trying to argue with you.
I know. I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing the article because they're trying to paint Rodney Pete in
a. But when you watch the video.
I watched it.
So did I. It wasn't like, oh, he missed it. I'll go in for it. They both had their gloves to me.
He did not interfere with Max.
No, he didn't. But it wasn't like, oh, he totally missed it. I'm going to go for it now. They both had their gloves out for it.
Correct. And his. Rodney Pete's was underneath Max's. Max missed it, and it fell into Rodney's glove.
I just watched it, and that's exactly what happened.
And Rodney then takes the glove and hides it behind his back.
Well, he does it so smoothly.
Nonchalantly, what happened?
He caught it very quickly, very easily.
Oh, he looked more natural than the professional baseball
player. Yeah, he did. There was no, flinching. It was just...
Football players are better athletes, so that's why.
Yeah, there wasn't an interference by any means,
right.
But...
They're trying to paint Rodney Pete as somebody who interfered with Max. And
Rodney
he did not.
Pete did. He called into his own radio station and let them know, hey, I was just protecting my wife and myself. And they gave everybody in that section where he was sitting
a glove
because of the netting was so low that they wanted everyone to be
self-defended.
Yes. So he said, I was doing my job. I was making sure that I wasn't going to get hit in the face or my wife or anyone right there. So anyway. It's going viral for that.
Sorry, didn't mean to make that confrontational.
I wasn't trying to make it confrontational either.
I just want to make sure.
But I felt like
Rodney,
you were arguing with me.
Rodney's a former teammate of mine.
You're very defensive of Rodney.
I'm making sure Rodney's taken care of.
And I'm not the one who. I'm just telling you this, trying to tell you a story so people understand what was going on. Is that
and I'm trying to make sure that they understand the facts.
Thought that he could have caught it, and he was very upset when he didn't and somebody else did. One of the two smaller towers that are part of the Renaissance Center just sold for $9.2 million during this 3-day online auction. The auction started on Monday with a starting bid of $2.75 million. It was done on Wednesday. We don't know who the mystery buyer is, and we don't know what this mystery buyer plans to do with this tower. But Tower 600 was built in 1981. It has 334,000 square feet. It's hardly in use. It's like 11% occupied. What do you got?
I was going to say, because this is a good thing. If someone's willing to sink $10 million into it, they better be turning it into something useful, because right now that space is a barren wasteland.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Did they do it so that they could just buy the real estate and tear it down, build something else?
But do something with it, right?
Yeah. Something that they clearly have plans, I would imagine, if they're going to spend that kind of money. Finally, a former employer of M&M has been charged by the FBI after stealing and leaking a whole bunch of the rapper's Unleashed music online. Oh. So this man, he's from Holly, Joseph Strange. He could face up to 10 years in prison.
Seems odd.
After a little strange. Yeah. After being charged Wednesday with criminal copyright infringement and interstate transportation of stolen goods. I guess he was paid about $50,000 in Bitcoin. And then he released the music online back in January. And he worked at Eminem's recording studio for a long time, like 14 years. Sounds like a highly trusted employee. Was one of only four people that had a password to the hard drives.
Yeah.
But police say that he was responsible for at least 25 unreleased Eminem songs that were distributed online in January.
Had all that cachet and trust and blew it for a little bit of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, let's get to the two grand slam and our contestant.
Let's give away some money today, guys. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good one. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all right. Get $2,000. If you don't get them all right, $25 for each question answered correctly. It's as simple as that.
Drew in Bloomfield, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. Is this this your first time calling into the $2,000 slam?
I played last summer. I got 7 out of 10, so
okay.
Pretty well versed.
Seasoned vet.
All right, Drew. Then you've got this. You know the rules. If you don't know one, pass. There's enough time. We'll get back to it. So here we go. Your time is going to start right now. Who is Michigan playing in the NCAA tournament tonight?
UC San Diego.
In what city is Michigan playing the NCAA tournament tonight?
Denver.
In what state is Auburn University located?
Alabama.
What is the capital of Alabama?
Pass.
What is 1,000 times 1,000?
2,000.
What is the most populous state in the U.S.?
Pass.
This network will air the men's Final Four this April.
TBS.
Name one of the two MLB teams that played in Tokyo this week.
Chicago Cubs.
What Michigan county is Grand Rapids located in?
Pass.
What band had the 1991 song Losing My Religion?
Pass.
What is the capital of Alabama?
Montgomery.
What is the most populous state in the U.S.?
Okay, so we're going to have to go to the arbiter and Greg Hargrave. No, no, no.
What's
it wasn't you. Do we ask for clarification?
Yes, I say let's ask for clarification.
Okay, let's get a clarification. Drew, this network will air the men's Final Four this April. What did you say?
I said TBS.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So that is not correct. So we want to make sure that we give you all the ones that are. You got four, I think five by my count.
I want to clarify. You said TBS.
Yeah, as in Tom.
Right, okay. So that's five correct, $125.
Mm-hmm.
And not bad.
Yeah, it's a good showing. Very calm, collected.
I could have done better.
Yeah, you're disappointed in yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's five opportunities, but yeah. So we'll get a chance to stay on hold.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. We'll get you paid. It's tough when you get seven the first time and you're itching. And he started 3 for 3, so you're thinking, here we go.
I felt bad because I had to laugh.
You
a
did.
Bit.
Yeah, why'd you laugh at this guy?
I'm sorry.
You threw him off.
Well, I mean, it's a laughable answer. Sorry. So the first one, I'll let you go through them.
We'll go through it. UC San Diego is the opponent for Michigan tonight. They'll play in Denver, so 2 for 2. State that Auburn is located in, Alabama. So he's 3 for 3. Capital of Alabama. Circle back after passing and got it. Montgomery.
Right.
So, hey, 4 for 4. The guy's doing great. Then the math question. Everybody loves math at 7 in the morning. 1,000 times 1,000 is not 2,000.
It wasn't an addition.
That's why I started to giggle a little bit.
John.
I apologize. Sorry, Drew.
He added it up.
I was trying to get him to shut up. I was like, don't. You're going to make me stop.
The answer was 1,000,000.
I got shushed.
The most populous state in the U.S. He passed this. Just throw out a guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's only a couple of guesses.
California is the answer.
Mm-hmm. He got thrown off by the math.
Yeah.
That's John's fault.
Well, yeah, so there's 50. Guesses. Yes. But he's not going to guess Rhode Island or Hawaii.
British Columbia is
Delaware.
Not acceptable.
Right. Yes.
CBS will air the men's Final Four in April. The Cubs or the Dodgers, he said the Cubs played in the Tokyo series. Kent County is where Grand Rapids is located in. And John, who had the...
Losing My Religion, that would be REM.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought that one was gettable.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He might be. It sounded like maybe he was a little bit young.
Maybe.
Would you have gotten that one?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
I think so. It's always tough when you put it on the spot.
Like, it's tough
when you can see the answer when you're younger.
Before the show. I knew that, but would I have known it on the spot with the clock ticking and the pressure and the final answer? Probably, but I don't know.
REM was my jam in third grade, man. Early as then.
Drew in Bloomfield wins $125 on the $2,000 slam. Dear John is next. We're talking college hoops. The madness end of the hour. It's 97.1. All right, been talking about Moran Chevrolet, and there's a lot to talk about. They were the number one Chevy dealer in Michigan for 2024, and you can spring into savings with unbeatable deals at Moran Chevrolet. If you need a truck that works as hard as you do, how about Silverado? The 2025 Silverado four-wheel drive LT crew cab for $299 a month. That's 24-month lease, $1,999 down, and everyone gets employee pricing. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran Express. MoranExpress.com. Check them out online, MoranExpress.com, or stop by. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Taking a brief pause on the madness to get the advice from John Jansen. You can send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. The prompts for today.
Oh, boy.
Neighbor guilt.
Okay.
Spring break.
Mm.
Should we break up?
Oh.
And speeding ticket.
Oh, boy.
We'll start with neighbor guilt. Dear John, my neighbor's dogs bark obsessively all hours of the day. The owner doesn't give a damn. Actually, seems like they encourage it. I installed an automatic dog whistle. Side note, I have no idea that that existed, but that this person installed one.
Okay.
Says, one dog shut up and the other is scared to go outside, and now I feel bad. What do I do?
Problem solved. I don't know the legality of the automatic dog whistle. So I've seen these, like you have the bark collars. That sometimes it's a zap, sometimes it is a dog whistle, that when the dog starts barking, it's one that's, you can't hear as humans, but dogs hear it,
yes.
And it deters the action that you're trying
I've
to prevent.
Never heard of one of these.
And I don't know that I've heard of one that you can install on your house for a neighbor's dog. Was there a conversation that happened before, hey, your dogs are killing me, could you try to keep them or at least curtail the barking? And at some point, does it approach, this is a more of a legal question as well, a noise ordinance where they're barking, are they barking at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning? It's got to be an annoyance to the owner of right. the dogs. So I don't think you say anything.
I would just send my husband over. Confrontational Colin, or I would write like a really anonymous letter and not say who it was, but put it in their mailbox.
From the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Or maybe, concerned neighbor.
Concerned neighbor, yes.
Yeah.
Or do you go to the app?
Yeah, the neighborhood app?
But that's what happened with us. We got that anonymous letter in our mailbox.
Yeah. What was yours about?
Our dogs.
Dogs
barking.
Barking? Oh.
What'd you do about it?
Oh, so this
I
is yours.
I wrote another letter to everyone in the neighborhood.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What was it? Take care of your own house.
Worry about your own business. Our dogs are beautiful.
Yeah, no. I said, I'm sorry that our dogs were barking. We were doing construction. This was right when we moved in. We were doing construction inside. They couldn't. They were on the screen patio, so I apologized. But I also said, hey, if you have an issue, you can come over. I would love to chat with you. Here's my phone number.
And
I
gave out the digits.
And I never heard back from anybody.
Heather said, don't be so passive aggressive.
Yes. Yeah.
Come here, say it to my face.
That's what I said.
Say it to my face.
And then when our neighbor's dog was barking, Colin went over there kind of awkwardly and said, hey, your dog's been barking during our daughter's nap time a lot, and she wakes up. And it was just awkward the way it came up, but it was, the dog was
any
pretty
chance,
quiet, and he ever since.
You can help out with this.
Yeah, so just send him.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
I think face-to-face is best.
Yes.
Just have a conversation with him. Let him know, hey, we love dogs, but your dogs are barking a lot. Is there anything you could do? You know, maybe there's something you could do.
Is there a reason why? Will it stop?
It won't. Squirrels.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, next one. Spring break. Dear John, my daughter is on spring break in South Padre with her girlfriends. She's 20, obviously free to go and make her own decisions. She paid for the trip with money she saved up working, but of course, I still feel a little uneasy. One of the friends she's staying with, I think, is a bad influence. You know, she flunked out of school. She's a big partier. She's been in trouble with the law. Now, I'm sure everything will be okay, but you see some scary stuff on the news of girls going missing on spring break. How often can I check in with her without being overbearing?
Text her every day. I text Lucy every day, and how's the things going? What are you guys doing today? She doesn't have to text back, and because she doesn't, I don't think that something awful has happened. Now, if you're calling seven or eight times a day, you haven't answered my text, you're not answering my calls, are you okay? Like, that might be a little bit overbearing, maybe stalkerish. I don't know if a dad could stalk his daughter, but I think you just, hey, you put it out there. You could text as much as you want. Just concerned, how you doing? Hey, you know, give me a shout. I think a lot of those conversations happened before too,
yes.
Where here is the communication I would like, and here are the concerns I have about your friend. You have to have those conversations. I had a conversation with Lucy before she went down there.
Now,
and it was one of, I wanted to make sure that she had a lot of fun, but I felt like I wouldn't be doing, I would have major regrets if something happened and I didn't make her aware of the dangers. Don't go anywhere alone. Don't let your friends go anywhere alone. Don't let your friends leave you in a bar or an establishment. Don't leave your friends in an establishment. And if you need to pull them out, you need to pull them out.
I mean, I agree with
That's
you.
Good advice.
I mean, I think you definitely have to talk to your child about what's going on and the dangers of traveling with a small group of people and things like that. I mean, this girl is 20 years old. She is a grown adult.
Yep.
She can make her own decisions. Obviously, she decided where she was going to go and paid for it. But I do think you just say, hey, like, I want to make sure you're okay. I mean, I still do that. I go on vacation and my mom's like, let us know when you landed, right? Like, so I'm still checking in when
Same
my
here.
Flight lands and I'm 40 years old. So I think it's totally fine to check in with your child and vice versa. She should just check in once in a while with her parents too.
Just because you're 20 or 21 or 50 doesn't mean mom and dad stop worrying about you.
This next one says, should we break up? Dear John, I've been dating this guy for 6 months now, and everything was going great, but lately he's been obsessing over my social media, specifically my Instagram. For context, I've always been active on there, but I don't post anything crazy. Normal outfits, gym pics, travel photos, etc. A few weeks ago, he started making comments about, quote, damn, you get a lot of likes. Did you need to post that? And I bet guys are all in your DMs. It continued and actually turned into a fight. He pointed out I haven't even posted a picture with the two of us, but I have done stuff with him in stories. He accused me of fishing for male validation and said he can't be with someone like that. I told him he's controlling, and now we're not on good terms. Should we break up? Feels like we may already have.
Dump the bum. If he is that insecure, now I'm not a huge fan of the whole gym pics, but if that's what you've always done, you're continuing to do it. If he's worried that you're not posting any pictures of them together, like, hey, I'm with this guy, I'm not available, like, get over yourself. That, to me, is an easy one. Dump that bum.
Yeah, you said the word insecure, that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Come on now. Really?
I do like gym pics, by the way. Send them to me.
Okay, Craig.
Would you like to give out your Instagram as well?
Do you have an Instagram, Greg? I didn't think so.
No. The only thing I would say, 6 months and they haven't posted a photo together is a little odd, but overall, I mean, he's way, way too controlling, way too concerned about all that.
Yeah. I mean, there's couples that like, their social media is their social media. Like, they kind of just is my thing, and that's your, like,
Either you trust your partner or you don't. If you think she's going to, like, leave you for some guy who DMs her on Instagram, then...
Lisa's always posting pictures of another dude.
Teddy?
Happens to be Teddy.
Yeah, me too. Next one, speeding ticket. I got pulled over doing 60 in a 45. I thought I was keeping it within 10 and I messed up. When I got home, I looked online and the internet says I should fight it because the cop usually doesn't show. Any truth to that?
Well, I don't know what the truth is. And if you want to fight it, then go for it. And if the cop doesn't show up, hey, it's great. If he does, maybe it'll get knocked down to a 5 over.
Yeah.
And lessen the charge just a little bit. 15 over is much different than 5.
I think you for sure always try to fight a speeding ticket. Maybe the cop doesn't show up and the whole thing's dropped. Or maybe you don't get the points.
Or you could negotiate something else where, hey, maybe I go to, you know,
an
online driving class and you show the certificate of completion and then it gets knocked from 15 to 5 or it gets knocked down to something completely different.
Have you ever fought a speeding ticket?
Oh, yeah.
I never have. Okay. Apparently, I didn't write this one, I should be.
Definitely have. I mean, what do you lose? You either stick with it, you lose some of your day, right? The time it takes to go.
Yeah.
Other than that, they say, no, you stuck with the same ticket you had in the beginning.
Yeah. I
haven't fought every ticket, but
I fought and it was not the ticket, more the action. And I was, but I was given defensive driving / anger management classes.
Oh, John.
But, but upon completion, it was knocked down.
What anger management?
Well, that's we're up against the break.
Oh, I can, well, I can tell
you
guys.
I'll tell you in the reactions.
Course. Okay.
All right. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've got a new lawn, and I want to make sure it's green. I want to make sure that it looks nice, and it's easy to manage all summer long. So I've got Natural Way. They're going to be out any day now to make the treatments and take care of the grubs, take care of the crabgrass, anything that could be popping up. You want to get green, stay green. It's Natural Way. Here's the Natural Way difference. Fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practice. They're going to assign your lawn in your home, your own specialist. They're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. It's locally owned and operated for over 3.5 decades. They also offer pest control services, so it's one-stop shop. And if something pops up later, first of all, they're going to fix it, but they're going to give you 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Get green, stay green, and save some green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month to get the early bird discount. And if you purchase a full lawn program now, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. The number to get them on the phone, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Five seconds remaining in a tie game at 113. Hardaway for the left sideline. Hardaway gets it into Cunningham. Cunningham for the win. And it is good! He banked it in! He banked it in! 0.6 seconds and a block by Hardaway on the inbounds. And the Pistons get a win in Miami. Holy mackerel.
Mark Champion on the call. Cade Cunningham, triple-double and a bank shot buzzer beater for the Pistons. What better way to welcome in the madness? It's a hell of a shot.
It was unbelievable. It was the ability to, first of all, get open, receive the inbound pass, because they put Bam Adebayo, the longest and probably their best defender.
He had to fight through two bodies to even get the ball.
Gets the ball and gets to where he wants to get to. The spot on the floor he feels most comfortable taking the shot over top of Bam Adebayo. Nails it.
So there you go. Pistons winning. Pistons playing well. Love to see it. Can't wait for a bigger stage when this team is in the playoffs. We're going to get to the madness, but we have some Dear John reaction. And we do need to get into, like, you know, what people are doing today, game plan the next 2 days, taking time off, burning vacation, whatever you got planned, bosses you got to navigate. But some Dear John reaction. You know, people could do this crazy thing called teaching their dogs not to bark at certain times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take a dog a bone.
Texter says, Heather is a Karen.
Whoa.
I'm a Karen.
And says, Heather, if you have a problem, this is you. Heather, quote, if you have a problem, say it to my face. Also, Heather, if I have a problem, I'm going to send my husband to confront them instead of going myself.
Well, I wasn't the one with the problem. He was the one with the problem.
Oh, Colin didn't like the barking?
No.
The waking up of his children?
Yeah. I mean, nobody likes that, I guess. But it wasn't a big enough problem for me to say something. But for him, it was.
Yeah.
A lot of people have thoughts on the ticket, whether you should fight it or not. This one says, go to the magistrate's office, pay a little more, no points on your license, worth it every time.
It's been a long time since I've had a ticket. I didn't know that that was
I didn't know that
option.
Was an option either. A good friend of mine is a lawyer, told me to fight every single speeding ticket or driving ticket because the cop might not show. You can always get it knocked down, and you can tell the judge you don't mind paying more to change it to something where you don't get points and your insurance doesn't go up. That's Dave in a truck.
Take all the options.
Texter Dan says, Zoom court, they will show up. So don't think you're getting a workaround.
Is it more
there.
Likely they show up now because of Zoom?
Yeah. Probably.
Texter says, what if there was an escalator like losing the challenge in hockey? If you fight the ticket and lose, you get more points and a bigger fine.
You don't get the right for the next 6 months.
And Texter says, in honor of Drew, you should rename the 2 Grand Slam to the 1,000 times 1,000 Grand Slam.
Yeah. That was a tough one, and I couldn't help myself. And in my defense, Heather, the problem that you had was you wanted to laugh, too.
I didn't want to laugh.
The reaction.
Because I wanted to read the next question, clearly.
To laugh. Yes.
You have to pay off this anger management deal. Yeah.
So I got a ticket. It was Monday night. It was late Monday night. We had lost to the Eagles. And I was on my way home. It was, I don't know, 1 a.m. And we lived out in the sticks, out in the country. Came up to a stop sign. No one probably within 10 miles was going to be coming up to that stop sign. I stopped, but I didn't rock my wheels back. And so then it was a rolling stop, went through the stop sign. And I admitted it. Cop came up, was a not kind, and I was not in the mood. And when he brought the ticket back, I crumbled it up and threw it in the front of the window and drove off. Showed up to fight it. He did as well. And I was honest with the cop, told him what had happened. And he then assigned me traffic school, defensive driving.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And upon completion, would knock it down to basically nothing. So I did, and served my time. Was still not happy with the police officer, but I was more disappointed in myself. Because the game is one thing.
Yeah.
And treating an officer doing his job was another. I could disagree with it, but not in that way. So,
never pictured you'd be in anger management classes. But
yeah, well, yes. It was a younger, more emotional individual following an Eagles loss.
Let's talk about the game plan today, John.
Mm-hmm.
Today and really tomorrow are some of the best days on the sports calendar. Wall to wall, 3-4 games going at a time, buzzer beaters, Cinderella stories, season on the line. These are the days, and we wonder, are you guys taking work off today, tomorrow, especially tomorrow with Michigan playing so late tonight? If you're going to work, do you have any tricks, ways to kind of sneak in the college basketball watching? Do you have a boss that's cool or a boss that you have to navigate? Let us know. And John, you brought up a great point. Like, vacation is so precious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this isn't Europe where you get 2 months. You know, you get 2 weeks and you got to be strategic.
You get 2 months in Europe?
Well, there's plenty of Europeans that get like way more vacation than we do. But most people get your standard 2 weeks here. So do you burn days for March Madness? How do you tell your wife, hey, I don't want to use vacation days for this and not one of those trips?
Yeah, I think this is very life specific. And it is in a case of, let's just say you. Right. You are married.
Yeah.
But you have no kids. Mm-hmm. And you have, first of all, you tell us when you're going to be taking vacation.
Demand it.
There's just different variables. If you've only got 2 weeks and you want to take a family vacation around the 4th of July or around Christmas or spring break, those are three times already built in that you may want to take time with the family. You're already going to have to decide which of those three times, if that's, you know, where you want to take your vacation time, when you're not, or when you want to maximize automatic days off, like Christmas Day or New Year's Day, or, you know, whatever it might be.
You take a Friday around those or a Thursday around those. Yeah.
Then you got Labor Day, Memorial Day. Do you take a Friday before and make it a long weekend with the family? So, yeah, you burn up those days quickly. But maybe you've been doing this since you've been an adult.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're married. I'll throw a kid in there. And a wife says, we need to take our you know, your 2 weeks or my 2 weeks as well. She's working as well. And we need to join these up so that we could, you know, go on vacation together, do something together.
Yeah. Well, you see why people end up not using vacation days, but
is that what happened in the Costa house last year?
Sore throat.
Yes. Jim, you are not taking that day off. You're not going to burn a vacation day.
Hey, tricks of the trade. We wonder what you guys are doing. The other sly move, and this is a real winning move as a parent. You dropped your kid off at school today. Dentist appointment. They got to come home.
Oh.
You call them out. You surprise them. Oh, didn't you forget?
Got to get your braces tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, or you got a doctor's appointment. Oh,
for kids off school, like, you just call them out and just say, I'm picking up my kid. What for? He's got an appointment. They don't ask what the appointment is for.
My point is, it's a savvy move. Yeah, then you're the hero. You're the parent that brought the kid home, and we're watching basketball today.
Yeah,
that's
cool
awesome.
Dad.
Dad points.
Yeah. Today's cool points.
Today's a great day to earn cool dad points or cool mom points. 248-539-9797. Tricks of the trade, game plan. What are we doing with some of the best sports viewing days of the year ahead of us today and tomorrow. It's 97.1.